Вариант 1. Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Hello, what bus are you waiting for?
Hi, I'm waiting for number 10.
You usually go to your university by car, don't you?
Yes, but it's my father's car and he sometimes wants it. Today he's taking my brother to the gym.
I see. And here is our bus. Dialogue B.
How can we spend this extra hour before takeoff?
We can go to some duty-free shops, and then to a restaurant.
It sounds great.
Sure, the time will pass quickly before the announcement of our flight.
I hope. I'm a bit tired of waiting.
Dialogue C. Has Anne come back yet?
Yes, she came an hour ago and went straight to bed.
Funny, I didn't hear her.
Nothing strange. You were sleeping in front of a TV set.
I'm not surprised. You were doing the same watching this soap. Dialogue D.
What are you doing, I wonder?
I'm building a barbecue.
What for? You've got one under that old apple tree.
I'd like to get rid of it, to cut down the apple tree and plant some bushes and flowers instead.
What a pity. We shan't have your tasty apples anymore.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Hello, what bus are you waiting for?
Hi, I'm waiting for number 10.
You usually go to your university by car, don't you?
Yes, but it's my father's car and he sometimes wants it. Today he's taking my brother to the gym.
I see. And here is our bus. Dialogue B.
How can we spend this extra hour before takeoff?
We can go to some duty-free shops, and then to a restaurant.
It sounds great.
Sure, the time will pass quickly before the announcement of our flight.
I hope. I'm a bit tired of waiting.
Dialogue C. Has Anne come back yet?
Yes, she came an hour ago and went straight to bed.
Funny, I didn't hear her.
Nothing strange. You were sleeping in front of a TV set.
I'm not surprised. You were doing the same watching this soap. Dialogue D.
What are you doing, I wonder?
I'm building a barbecue.
What for? You've got one under that old apple tree.
I'd like to get rid of it, to cut down the apple tree and plant some bushes and flowers instead.
What a pity. We shan't have your tasty apples anymore.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A. Lee Redman from the USA has the longest nails in the world. Their length is about 7.5 meters. Lee has been growing her nails since 1979. Every day she treats them with warm olive oil and nails hardener and says she can do almost everything about the house easily. B.
In some ancient cultures, people drew a red circle around their mouths to make sure that their souls couldn't fly out. They also believed that the red circle would stop the devil from getting in. Eyeshadow around the eyes was very important too. People thought it could protect them from the evil eye.
C. In Mauritania, a girl was considered to be beautiful only if she weighed 150 kilos and was no taller than 160 centimeters. To make their daughters more attractive to future husbands, the mothers forced them to eat a lot of dates and drink about 5 liters of milk a day. D.
A school teacher has shaven her head to warn her pupils about the dangers of dyeing their hair. I consider my pupils as my own children, and this is why I wanted to show them something they would remember. And I don't want them to say they didn't know about the risks of hair dyeing, she explains. She adds that when she entered the classroom and took off her hat, the pupils were speechless.
E. The majority of women and teen girls say that hair is important to their idea of beauty. More than 7 in 10 women agree that it's difficult for a woman to feel beautiful if she doesn't like her hair. Fortunately, most women, 58%, are happy with their hair. 86% of women and 85% of teen girls agree that changing the length, colour or style of hair allows women to express different parts of their personality. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. A. Lee Redman from the USA has the longest nails in the world. Their length is about 7.5 meters. Lee has been growing her nails since 1979. Every day she treats them with warm olive oil and nails hardener and says she can do almost everything about the house easily. B.
In some ancient cultures, people drew a red circle around their mouths to make sure that their souls couldn't fly out. They also believed that the red circle would stop the devil from getting in. Eyeshadow around the eyes was very important too. People thought it could protect them from the evil eye.
C. In Mauritania, a girl was considered to be beautiful only if she weighed 150 kilos and was no taller than 160 centimeters. To make their daughters more attractive to future husbands, the mothers forced them to eat a lot of dates and drink about 5 liters of milk a day. D.
A school teacher has shaven her head to warn her pupils about the dangers of dyeing their hair. I consider my pupils as my own children, and this is why I wanted to show them something they would remember. And I don't want them to say they didn't know about the risks of hair dyeing, she explains. She adds that when she entered the classroom and took off her hat, the pupils were speechless.
E. The majority of women and teen girls say that hair is important to their idea of beauty. More than 7 in 10 women agree that it's difficult for a woman to feel beautiful if she doesn't like her hair. Fortunately, most women, 58%, are happy with their hair. 86% of women and 85% of teen girls agree that changing the length, colour or style of hair allows women to express different parts of their personality. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Mary. Do you remember I told you about my cousins coming to visit us?
Hi, Jane. As far as I remember, you said they were to come on Monday.
No, they were planning to arrive on Sunday, but in fact they are coming a day earlier.
So they'll be here for an extra day? Will you arrange anything for that day?
Yes. Let's take them to Pizza Hut, the one we visited last week.
That's a good idea. Though coffee and ice cream leave much to be desired.
But I hope they love pizza. It's not bad. Besides, after that, we can go to the cinema. I heard that Friends Abroad is quite good.
It's not on anymore. What about that new thriller, Dark Rain? Or that new comedy, Catch a Taxi?
To tell the truth, I don't like comedies. The thriller will be much better.
Okay. I can get tickets. I hope they'll enjoy it.
And what about a boat trip on Monday morning? There is an early boat at 8:30, isn't there?
Yes, but won't that be too early?
Maybe. There's a boat at 11:30, which returns at about 1:30.
Fine. On Tuesday, we can go to the seaside. Shall we go there on our bicycles?
Well, it will be much cheaper than going by bus, and the train is too slow and crowded.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
Hi, Mary. Do you remember I told you about my cousins coming to visit us?
Hi, Jane. As far as I remember, you said they were to come on Monday.
No, they were planning to arrive on Sunday, but in fact, they are coming a day earlier.
So they'll be here for an extra day? Will you arrange anything for that day?
Yes. Let's take them to Pizza Hut, the one we visited last week.
That's a good idea, though coffee and ice cream leave much to be desired.
But I hope they love pizza. It's not bad. Besides, after that, we can go to the cinema. I heard that Friends Abroad is quite good.
It's not on anymore. What about that new thriller, Dark Rain, or that new comedy, Catch a Taxi?
To tell the truth, I don't like comedies. The thriller will be much better.
Okay, I can get tickets. I hope they'll enjoy it.
And what about a boat trip on Monday morning? There is an early boat at 8:30, isn't there?
Yes, but won't that be too early?
Maybe. There's a boat at 11:30, which returns at about 1:30.
Fine. On Tuesday, we can go to the seaside. Shall we go there on our bicycles?
Well, it will be much cheaper than going by bus, and the train is too slow and crowded.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.